AP Radio News. I'm Ross Simpson. A little over an hour to go before Duke tips off against Wisconsin in the National Basketball Championship at Madison Square Garden in New York City. Duke forward Jahiel Okafor says he doesn't see the game as a showdown between him and Wisconsin star forward Frank Kaminsky.
I'm rolling against Wisconsin. I know everybody's trying to make it out to be me versus Frank, but it's my team versus his team.
Wisconsin forward Sam Decker says winning a first Division I national title for 67-year-old coach Bo Ryan would be great.
To win it for him would be huge. He deserves as much credit as any coach in the nation for what he's done here. And then to be a part of a team that would win it for him, potentially win it for him, would be something I'll never forget, something I'll always be honored and proud of.
Wisconsin beat Kentucky over the weekend to dance with Duke in the final two, but John Calipari, Kentucky's coach, is going to be inducted into the Basketball Hall of Fame.
Calipari receives the honor for his coaching career at Massachusetts, Memphis, and Kentucky. It comes just days after he was named AP Coach of the Year for leading the Wildcats through an unbeaten regular and conference playoff season. It ended when the Wildcats lost to Wisconsin in the national semifinals to finish 38-1. Among the 10 others joining Calipari are Spencer Haywood, NBA defensive star Dikembe Mutombo, former ABA great Louis Dampier, and Celtics star JoJo White. Former coach George Raveling, women's star Lisa Leslie, and longtime NBA referee Dick Bavetta also enter the hall. Jim Militello, Indianapolis.
Some protesters in Madison, Wisconsin are calling for the UN to conduct an independent inquiry into the shooting of an unarmed biracial man by a white police officer. Maryland authorities say an adult and seven children have been found in dead in a home in Princess Anne, a town on Maryland's eastern shore. No foul play suspected. This is AP Radio News. The Secret Service had to deal with some intruders today at the annual White House Easter egg roll when bees interrupted the president's reading of Where the Wild Things Are.
Oh, no, it's a bee. That's okay, guys.
The sun was bright and the breezes mild.
We are so blessed to have this beautiful day and to have so many friends in our backyard.
For the First Lady, the egg roll is also her Let's Move campaign's fifth birthday. So, time for a special dance.
We're going to turn this backyard into a huge Gimme Five flash mob.
And they rolled their terrible eyes.
Meantime, the president read from Where the Wild Things Are, despite getting buzzed by bees.
If you're a wild thing, you can't be scared of bees.
But then this made it all worth it. Helping his team by sinking three straight on the basketball court. Mark Smith at the White House.
A great day on Wall Street, the Dow rising 117 points. I'm Ross Simpson, AP Radio News.